should look familiar, only this time we're comparing HIPAA and the Mental Hygiene Law 3313. So again, HIPAA applies to a covered entity. Mental Hygiene Law 3313 applies to an OMH or OPWDD licensed facility. And we talked earlier about what that means. HIPAA protects PHI. Mental Hygiene Law 3313 protects clinical records. Same thing. HIPAA requires consent. It must be written. It's called an authorization. Mental Hygiene Law requires consent. The statute isn't as clear as HIPAA, but the consensus is that the best practice and probably what OMH would require is for that consent to be written. It doesn't expressly say that in the law, but that's probably the best practice and default. HIPAA has a treatment exception, and it just so happens that Mental Hygiene Law Section 3313 also has a treatment exception. However, its treatment exception is narrower than HIPAA. Under the Mental Hygiene Law Section 3313 treatment exception, as highlighted here, disclosures for treatment to other OMH or OPWDD facilities or those contracted with OMH or coordinating with care for a treatment purpose are the type that would fit. Under HIPAA, you can disclose information for a treatment purpose and there is, you know, to another healthcare provider. There's no limiting or narrowing of the type of provider you can make that disclosure to, as long as your purpose is for a treatment purpose. The New York State law is slightly different in that while Mental Hygiene Law 3313 does allow disclosure without consent for a treatment purpose, it's only when that disclosure is from an OMH licensed facility to another licensed facility. It's a disclosure within the framework of other providers who are also covered by the same law.